So I think that, you know, can, you know, for me at least, be motivation when it's, you know, it just would be easier if I did it myself, because they're just not doing a good job. They're not preparing anything. And so I think for myself, how to work with team leaders to help them to be successful as team leaders. And I thought of three things that I think kind of would describe maybe the way that I would attempt to work with these high school teams. And it was to motivate them, to equip them, and to accompany them. And so start with motivate. To motivate them, I always found it myself as a high school team leader when father would, you know, the dads would challenge me with something big or point out that, hey, this, what you're doing is really important for these boys. You can make a really big impact and be a really powerful influence on these boys on your team that you're leading. So it matters, your preparation. It's not just what you're doing now. What you're doing now might have eternal consequences. So reminding the boys that, hey, this is something really, really big. And it is. I don't think that's something we're just telling them, because how many high school guys are going to give up, you know, whether your club meets every week or twice a month, or we're going to give up time out of their very busy schedules to spend leading younger kids. You know, if you're a conquest team leader, they're not doing it for service hours. I mean, certainly they can get their service hours if that's the thing they need. But there's a lot of easier ways to get service hours that don't, you know, involve walking around a bunch of little kids. So how many teams are actually going to take their time and dedicate themselves to something like this? Just the fact that they're willing to do it is a bit of a miracle in the culture we live in today, and really a wonderful thing. And the impact it can have is really profound. So to motivate them with that and to call them to a high standard, I thought it was something that they would offer, they would really respond to. Because, you know, who you are and the way that you lead these kids matters for their lives. It will help them in high school, will help them to make the faith their own, so that when all of their friends, you know, are not going to church or don't want to practice the faith or fill in the blank, that they know Christ, they know who they are, and they can be those leaders themselves. So motivating the teens, you know, by calling into something great, by challenging them sometimes, say, hey, you're capable of this. I know you're capable of this. And the spiritual motivations, I think, are, you know, have to be the at the forefront. That this is a way for them to be serving Christ, and they have to know Christ also. So to motivate them by finding ways, you know, making sure they have opportunities to grow in their own faith, whether that's a little mini team leader retreat, would be something that we do from time to time, or what have you. If you have the bus, you have the legionaries that visit your area from time to time, maybe one of the brothers or the priests can help in that way. So the second thing would be to equip, and I think this can be the trickiest one, because the team leaders will, in my experience, they would always come, you'd have completely a wide range of abilities of these teams. I'd have some kids that, you know, could barely put two sentences together in public. And they're the ones that have to stand in front of the boys and lead an activity or lead a gospel reflection or talk about the saint. So to really, especially at the beginning, to equip them by helping them, giving them the tools they need to be successful, even if the part that they're leading is small at first, to give them the tools to actually be successful. And then when they experience success in that small area, then they gain the confidence to maybe take another step. So sometimes what that would entail would be, you know, picking the activity and, you know, at the end of the meeting the week before, spending 15 minutes walking them through it, talking about, okay, hey, what do we need to plan to make this happen? Or be on a phone call during the week. all right, guys, you know, this is the activity. How can we make this happen? And, you know, sometimes it might have been, I don't know if you ever do team leader training days, but we oftentimes try to do a quarterly team leader training day. And we might pick each one would focus on something different. One might be a little workshop on public speaking. Another might be helping to guide and facilitate a discussion or reflection on the gospel together. One might be executing a really good dynamic activity based on the theme of the day. But to make sure that we're helping them and giving them the tools to be successful. And then the third, to accompany. And when I say accompany, I think it's important to make the accompanying be a walking with, but not taking over, not taking away their responsibility. And sometimes that means, or at least I can think of a couple team leaders, oftentimes that meant letting them fail. Watching them come to an activity unprepared and not bailing them out.
Michael, can you share a story? I know you have a particular boy where you're watching that happen in your club and how you handled it.
I'm trying to think of the one that I...
Jack?
Jack B.
If you don't remember, don't worry about it.
There's a couple, but I remember one time that he showed up, and it was just very, very clear that he was not prepared. The way the activity is kind of very haphazard, and at the end, I just kind of pulled him aside, just kind of said, "Hey, you know, how did you feel? How did you feel that went?" And he said, "Well, that wasn't real good." And I said, "Yeah, well, what do we think we can do next time?" And he acknowledged, "Yeah, I hadn't really prepared that one very well." And so we were able to have that conversation, and he could recognize that, and we were able to take that and work forward. I don't know, Christina, if that was the one you had in mind.
Yeah, I just liked how you handled it, because sometimes we can get upset with them. And I just feel like that showed a lot of self-control on your part to just, all right, this is going to be, he's never going to forget this, and that'll prepare him for life.
I feel like with that particular team leader, that was a frequent conversation. But again, it's a growth process. I think of one of the team leaders I worked with, he's a novice, well, he's actually a humanist in Cheshire now, Brother Joseph Rice. And when he started as a ninth grader, it was one of these teams I looked at and thought inwardly, how on earth am I going to help him become a leader? Very quiet, very reserved, but gradually watching him blossom and grow in confidence through high school. And by the end of high school, I mean, I didn't have to barely motivate him or work with him at all. I accompany him and be there and give feedback. He was on top of it. He was, you know, we would do an apostolic activity, running a little Good Friday retreat, and he was organizing, planning the entire thing by the time he was a senior. So it can be a process that accompanying, but when they've been able to take ownership and have success and then grow into their role, and I've seen a lot of really, really amazing things happen. But I would say that the virtue of the adult leader has to be patience, because they're going to do dumb things. They're going to screw up royally. They're going to say things and, you know, to the kids. It's like, you know, that was not quite right. So we need, you know, let's correct that. And they might, you know, they might get frustrated, impatient, and interact in an uncharitable way with the team members. They might, you know, clash with each other. We had a lot of examples where, you know, a couple different team leaders that just didn't get along, and we had to help them work through that and grow through that. But the fruit of it and the maturity that it's been amazing to see them grow into think for me, you know, that's one of the beautiful, unique, and powerful things about Conquest, that I'm working in youth ministry in a parish now, and I don't really see any other programs going on in our diocese for youth that, you know, that are powerful in this way, that form Christian leaders the way that Conquest does. So I think that what you all are doing and leading the Conquest clubs is really, really important, powerful, and working with these team leaders. I mean, as a director of youth ministry in a parish, if I could have any one of you in my parish, I would be in heaven. That would be the most amazing thing for me, to have men like you being committed to bringing Christ to these boys and these high school leaders. So, Chris, that's all I wanted to share. But I'm certainly willing to hang around if anyone wants to ask questions or.
Thank you. No, that was awesome.